Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You know, today was a Tuesday. I'd say it's Monday. Not only that, folks, I am so confused, and I'm sure Marshall noticed it, but in my...
You there? You there, Pat? Hello?
Marshall, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Oh, did you realize that I did that on my forecast?
You cut out there. What did you do in your forecast?
I said in my forecast, if you look at your forecast, it says today, tonight, Tuesday.
You're right, it does.
You know, I didn't get home. I didn't get home until 4:30 yesterday afternoon. It was the entire day in the hospital. And when I got home, I was adamant. I don't know if I discussed it with you on Friday, but I went for an angiogram.
Yeah.
And, you know, they give you anesthesia.
Yeah.
And even though you sit in the hospital, you know, a couple hours afterwards, you're still not completely lucid when you come out of them. They said that the anesthesia stays with you for about 48 hours. So I was just wiped out. And obviously, when I got up this morning, they told me that I should sit up and not rise very quickly because the blood, for the most part, is in your legs,
yeah,
and you have to get it to your brain. And most people sometimes get dizzy upon getting up, and they said, especially after anesthesia, just wiggle your legs a little bit and get the blood up to your brain before you get up. So maybe I didn't do that long enough, and the brain didn't get the blood didn't get to my brain.
Well, then
unbelievable.
Well, then you got your computer screwing up.
Yeah, and then this is now. I'm clicking onto Skype. It didn't open up yet because the whole computer rebooted itself. But as soon as it clicks up, I'll click in. In the meantime, by the way, the results were all negative.
Good, all right.
Isabel, so that was good. But it was a long day, very long day. I would have rather been working. I heard, let's get to the weather, then we'll talk about other things. Weather-wise, I am looking for a little wet snow, some rain, no big deal. We'll call the rain and snow shower activity. How about that? And let's see, Marshall, we are almost ready here. Okay, Marshall, we are almost ready.
It says you're there, so let's hear it go like this. Let's go like this, and let's go
and
like this.
And we are on.
There we go. We can get rid of the phone.
Okay, thank you very much, computer. So today we get a little wet snow, rain, shower activity. That we'll all end by early afternoon. I wouldn't be surprised if the sun comes out later on and the highs are in the 40s. Tonight, we're back in the 20s with a clear sky for tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-50s. We go into Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy with some late-day rain showers in the mid-50s. Your Friday, some sun and warm, 65 to 70. And your Saturday, in the 70s, and nice. And Sunday, we'll probably cloud up, but we'll get some rain. There's going to be a big, big late winter storm pulling out of the Rockies and heading across the Northern Plains and the upper Midwest. This is by late week of the weekend, and that storm is definitely going to bring not inches but feet of snow to places like Minnesota, the Dakotas, Montana. It's going to be incredible.
Not us, though.
No. When it gets here, it'll be rain, and that'll be Sunday and Monday. So that's the way that looks. And aside from that, you know, after today, it should be better. We'll be playing with clouds and sun. How much clouds, how much sun will determine just how warm it gets. But we're definitely seeing temperatures springing up as we go into late week, finally. So as I told you, the results were all negative, which is very good. But I also saw on the memos here that Anthony did not call you yesterday.
No, he did. I chastised him.
I know. I did send him my schedule, and I have to admit that on the schedule, it says Skype, 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 but it doesn't say on the schedule who calls who. And most of the clients call us on Skype.
Ah.
Yes, you are an exception. And I think there is there one more? No. That's it. You're the only one that doesn't call us. So that's got to be the reason he missed it.
Well, I can change that. I can call you guys. I can call you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, you know, and it's not a problem for me because most of the time I don't know when we're going on, depending upon when Mike, you know, gets out of sports. So, yeah, so if you want, you could do that.
Why don't we just change it where I call you every morning, and that way everything is status quo, and there's no variation.
Exactly. So
I asked him for his picture so I could put his picture up by the forecast, and so he sent it to me.
Yeah, he did. Okay, great. Yeah, and I mean, aside from that, you know, it's like anything else. It's got to work out the kinks.
He's nice.
Definitely has to work out the kinks.
He's a nice guy. He does a great job with the weather, and he's a nice guy. And I didn't really chastise him. I just sent him an email that said, where are you?
right, yeah. And he's very conscientious, very, very conscientious. So I'm not too worried. And aside from that,
I want you to buy the New York Post today.
Uh-oh, really? Of all papers?
For their front page. The New York Post on the front page have a picture of Stormy Daniels on the full page, and it says, strip search. Feds raid Trump New York lawyer who paid off porn star. I love the Post and the Daily News for their front pages.
Isn't this amazing?
This is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing.
It's getting worse by the day. But this is getting worse by the day.
And the Post is a big supporter of his. I'm so surprised that they actually put that up there. But I guess they figured the Daily News was going to do something, so they had to do something. So
I don't know, but I'll tell you, Marshall, I'm not too thrilled about how the stock market is reacting.
It goes up and down.
Stuff either.
Well, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. But it's slowly on a downward trend. You know, you get a lot of drops, but then it comes back. But it's on a downward trend. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, very much like yours truly this morning.
That's right. Well, you got to have mornings like that.
I guess especially, so, to keep you on your toes, right?
Hey, you know, you're tired after, you know, I'm going to go to the city today, all right?
Right.
And I'm going to come back, and tomorrow morning I will be
tired.
Five times more tired than I normally am. It just is. I'll get home at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I will be wiped out.
And when you take these tests, which are very risky, there's a lot of anxiety ahead
and
of
stress. That's exactly right.
And a lot of stress about it. But you know what? I mean,
and at our age, Pat.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, this hospital is outstanding, just outstanding. And they made it very, very pleasurable. If an angiogram can be pleasurable.
All right. Well, I want you to relax, control your computer, and
thank you.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
I'll call you. Okay, great. Okay.
All right, Pat.
You got it, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.